gift of peace in the midst of troubling times. Project Zion Podcast offers this series of guided practices to help you connect with the divine, no matter where you are or what's going on around you. Take a deep breath and allow your spirit to find calm in the storm of life.
Hi, my name is Kathy Beatty, and I am an evangelist in the Community of Christ, and I attend the Kirtland Congregation. We will be entering the season of Advent, or you may already be in that season while you listen to this podcast. Advent is a season of waiting, an anticipation for the birth of Jesus. It is a time of wonder as we see random acts of kindness and people reaching out to help those less fortunate. It is the season of preparing our homes for Christmas Day and the guests that will arrive, the food that we will eat, the gifts that we will open, and the fellowship with friends and family we will enjoy. It can also be a time of stress and anguish for some as they struggle to get everything done, the gifts, the cleaning, or maybe there is not enough money to get the special people in your life the gifts you wish you could get for them. For some, it is a lonely time as they mourn the loss of loved ones or the realization that they will be all alone on Christmas Day. For the next few minutes, let's just pause and feel God's presence with us as we focus on our breath and taking time away from all of our to-do lists and any anxiety and worry that we are feeling. I will once again lead you through a guided meditation or creative visualization. Listen to God's Spirit as you spend some time with Him and see if He has any messages for you. Once again, you can put on some quiet music in the background to help you relax. So when you are ready, find a comfortable seat and notice that your breathing is starting to become slower. You feel the chair beneath you. You feel your feet on the floor. And you take a deep cleansing breath, breathing in God's peace, and exhale your stress and your tension. And breathe in slowly, and then hold your breath, and then breathe out slowly, noticing that your breath is becoming slower and you are becoming relaxed. And take a deep cleansing breath, breathing in and as you exhale, feel the stress and the tension slipping down your head. And breathe in and the stress and the tension is slipping down your neck and across your shoulders. And breathe in peace. Feel it filling your head and your neck and your shoulders. Feel it pushing down your arms and out your fingers. And breathe in peace, feeling your body become very relaxed, and the stress and the tension slips down your chest and your back, and your stomach. and breathe in peace. Feel it filling every part of your body thus far. And the stress and the tension slips through your hips and down your calves. And your body is becoming very relaxed and it feels light. And breathe in peace, feeling a white light entering the inside of your body. And the stress and the tension is now in your ankles and it is getting pushed towards your feet. And with one last deep breath, breathing in, as you exhale, the stress leaves your feet through your toes, where it will return to Mother Earth, and she will churn and dissipate it. And as we begin this meditation, I pray, dear God, send your spirit to all those who are listening to this day. Allow them to feel you circle around them. Allow them to know that you are with them. And if you have any messages for them, allow them to hear your messages at this time. And now I want you to picture in front of you the most beautiful Christmas tree you have ever seen. What does your tree look like? And then I want you to notice that on this tree, there are red lights. How many red lights are on your tree? Are they big or are they small? What shade of red are they? And the red lights either change to the color orange, or orange ones are added to your tree. What do these orange lights look like? What shade of orange are they? And the orange lights either change to yellow, or yellow is added to your tree. What do these lights look like? And what shade of yellow are they? And the yellow lights change, or green and pink ones are added. What shade of either pink or green lights do you have? And how do they look on your tree? And as you look at them, how do you feel? And next come the blue lights. So your tree either changes to the color blue or blue lights are added. How do these blue lights look on your tree? And what do you feel as you look at them? And next comes the color purple. So once again, either purple lights are added. or all your lights change to the color purple. Now, what does your tree look like? And how do you feel looking at the color purple on your tree? And now all the lights on your tree change to the color white. Beautiful white lights on this very special tree. How do you feel as you look at all the white lights? And you notice that streaming from these lights, there is a white light that starts to circle around the tree and around you. And this white light comes from God. He has created you just the way you are, and He loves you. And He sends this white light to circle you, reminding you that you are loved, that He is with you, and He never leaves you. So take a moment to enjoy the feeling of this very special hug that comes from God, for you are His child and you are loved. And now I want you to picture yourself walking down a path or a road. It is snowing, white snow that is sticking to the trees that are around you. And yet you are not cold. You are warm and you are at peace. What do the trees look like with this beautiful white snow on them? What does the road or path look like beneath your feet? And as you walk on this path, what does it look like? Is it somewhere that you have been before? Or is it a new place? Look around and see if there are any other people walking on this path with you. How does it feel to feel the snow coming down, yet you are not cold? You are at peace. And with each step you take, you are becoming even more relaxed and stress-free. Are there any animals walking with you? And with each step you take, you start to see a light shining ahead. I want you to walk towards that light. And with each step that you take, the light becomes brighter and brighter. And you notice that it is coming from a building. And with each step you take, the building becomes clearer. And you realize that it is a church. What does your church look like? What color is it? And as you get closer and closer, you see its shape. You see the front door. I want you to walk towards that door, noticing what it looks like, what it is made of. And the church is open. I want you to open the door and walk inside. Take a look around, noticing what this church looks like. It is decorated for Christmas. But are all the decorations done and beautiful? Or is there something you can do to add to the decorations? What is inside this church? Are there many rooms? Or is there a single room? Is the church clean and organized? Or is there something that you can do to help? Take a look around, noticing what's inside these rooms or this room. And you feel a sense of peace. Are there other people in this church? Or are you alone? What do the walls look like? What does the carpet or floor look like? And you notice over in a corner that there is a tree that has been beautifully decorated in a way that would suit you to the best. What does your tree look like? Are there multicolored lights? Or are there clear lights? Is it big? Or is it small? Is it artificial? Or is it real? What does your tree look like? Underneath this tree, there are many gifts, different size boxes, beautifully wrapped, some small, some big. I want you to go look at those boxes. And on one of these presents is a gift with your name on it. I want you to go and look and find it. When you have found it, I want you to find a place to sit. Looking at your gift, what does it look like? Is it small or is it big? What color of paper or bag is your gift in? Or is it not wrapped at all? And you hear footsteps behind you. And with each step, the footsteps get louder and louder. And the person belonging to these footsteps sits beside you, and you realize that it is Jesus. And he tells you about your gift, and he sits with you. He tells you whether this gift is for you, or if this gift is for someone he wants you to give it to. What is your gift? What's inside this box? Does he tell you to open it? Or does he tell you to give it to someone else? If you have any questions about this gift, you can ask Jesus while he sits here. Listen as he tells you all about this gift. And the time is coming when you will have to leave this place, but stay as long as you wish. And when you are ready, you will say your goodbye to Jesus, knowing that at any time you wish to return to this special place, that he will be there waiting for you. But also know that he does not stay in this place, but he walks back with you, and he walks with you every day of your life. So when you are ready, you will say your goodbye, and you will walk back out the doors of this church, and you will walk back on the path or the road to where the tree with the different colors were. And when you are ready, you will bring your awareness back to this time and this place.